The city of Sitka has about $2.9 million in the bank from a statewide tax imposed on cruise ship passengers. That number is expected to be closer to $3.3 million by the end of the fiscal year. Getting the money into the bank is relatively easy compared to distributing it. Anyone can propose a project for the money, but it can only be spent on things that directly benefit the safety, transportation, or efficiency of cruise visitors. The Assembly approved just two of the 15 projects placed before it. The Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau will get a maximum of $6,000 to staff an information desk for cruise passengers. The other proposal approved would use the tax money to subsidize shuttle service between downtown and a private cruise ship dock near the end of Halibut Point Road. Just how that will happen, or how much it will cost, has not been determined. The idea is to spend about $3 per passenger, but the exact funding mechanism will depend on the proposals the city receives for the work. Chris McGraw is with Halibut Point Marine Services, the company that owns the large dock. He submitted the proposal to subsidize shuttle service and says it will help attract vessels to the dock and hopefully bring more passengers to downtown businesses.
Merchants are feeling the pinch, tour operators are feeling the pinch, and the city sales tax revenues have dropped. This proposal has the opportunity to increase the number of passengers that spend money in Sitka with our current ships that come here. It's a proven fact that more passengers get off when they go to a dock.
Right now, ships anchor in Sitka Sound, and passengers are lightered to shore aboard boats. Fred Reeder, the Sitka representative for Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska, says about 20% of passengers stay aboard a ship at a port without a dock, but if they have the option of walking off the ship, only about 5% stay behind.
There are a lot of other benefits. One, a number of jobs it'll create just on the outside is probably about 20 jobs. That'll be, you got bus drivers and longshoremen, and I've gone through that with the Assembly before, but we would highly support this.
The measure also had the backing of the Chamber of Commerce, but some Assembly members were not so sure. Terry Blake voted against the plan after asking what ships using the private dock would pay in moorage fees. Mayor Cheryl Westover added on to that, expressing concern that the plan would take ships away from paying fees to the city for use of the lightering docks, although she ended up voting yes. With Blake dissenting, the proposal passed 6-1. The initial run of the project is for 2 years. Other projects up for consideration last night were not as successful. The Assembly postponed crosswalk enhancements to Lincoln Street, along with suggestions for creating a summer youth work crew and setting up recycling kiosks around town. Assembly members didn't even discuss the other ideas on the list, including a mural under O'Connell Bridge, a floating cruise ship moorage, or parking lot resurfacing for Fortress of the Bear. Pedestrian improvements for the intersection of Lake and Lincoln Streets went down to unanimous defeat, as did a proposal to build a public fishing pier and hatchery work float at the Sitka Sound Science Center. That plan called for the pier near the far side of Crescent Harbor's breakwater. Lisa Bush is the executive director of the Science Center.
And we think that it would create a saltwater fishing experience downtown that would be really special for tourists and children and residents. But we also feel that it would be an important safety improvement, because right now from my window at the Science Center, I see lots of tourists hobbling down the breakwater and children. And so I think it definitely fits into the safety category, and it's a pedestrian walkway, so as far as transportation goes.
The proposal also calls for a release of Chinook smolt from the Northern Southeast Aquaculture Association, or NSERA, which would ensure the fish returned to the Science Center in subsequent years. Steve Reifenstuhl is general manager of NSERA.
Tourists would use it. They use it now, and if you had a dock down to the water and there were Chinook salmon, they would go wild. They go wild in Juneau. They go wild when they come out via boat. When they're not even fishing. This would allow them to fish. But just seeing the fish, they love it.
But Assemblymember Mike Reif says it doesn't sound to him like the proposal falls within the legal confines of how the money can be spent.
And the law talks about safety, efficiency, transportation. And being a charter captain, I can see tourists getting wild about fish. I see it when I bring them on my boat. But this money is not to provide a shoreside excursion. And what I hear being described sounds like a shoreside excursion. It's not really to transport them to your facility like the Seawalk is. It's to allow them to have a nice diversion.
Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett disagreed, saying if you look hard enough in the law, there's always a reason to say no.
You can eliminate everything that comes through if you want to on those three criteria. So I haven't been at the session that these guys went to, but I think this is going to go a long ways. And I think if the cruise ship industry really wants to come back and sue all the communities for these individual projects they're doing, I don't really see that as something that's going to happen. So I'm a little concerned about the criteria being so rigid that our hands are completely tied.
Hackett also had concerns about the process by which the projects are recommended. The proposals are solicited from the public. They're discussed in public. But then she says they're decided on by a committee whose meetings are not generally advertised. She also says the assembly did not get enough information about why the committee made its decisions to recommend some projects and not others.
It doesn't help me to see recommend approval or recommend disapproval. And that, I think, is one of the problems with this process. And I think it's one of the problems that the public is having, that it is not transparent.
Frustration toward the process grew as the 2.5-hour discussion continued, although not necessarily about transparency. The conversation ate up so much time that when it was over, the assembly rushed through as many agenda items as it could before the mandatory end of the meeting at 11 p.m. At one point, Mayor Cheryl Westover said that next year, the process will have its own special meeting. This meeting is set to continue at 6 p.m. Thursday, when the assembly finishes off 5 more agenda items it could not complete during the regular time. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.